It's Wednesday, September 9th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. An update on the interconnected device framework, school from home is not work from home, and blocking and tackling to use. This is the business of tech. Let's kick off with two smart devices stories. First, Project Connected Home over IP posted an update to their project, indicating the work is ongoing and targeting a 2021 release. This effort brings together Amazon, Apple, Google, and the Zigbee Alliance to create a standard for interoperability of devices. The announcement also clarifies the device categories: lighting and electrical, like light bulbs, luminaries, controls, plugs, and outlets; HVAC controls, like thermostats and AC units; access control for door locks and garages; safety and security for sensors, detectors, security systems; and window covering shades, TVs, access points, bridges, and others. Unrelated, Amazon has partnered with AT&T to allow customers to link their phone numbers to their Alexa account to both make and receive calls. This feature was already available in Germany and the UK with select providers. Why do we care? An interoperability framework for smart devices extends beyond just the idea of home automation, although there's plenty of opportunity there. While I'm expecting lots of options for consumers in the home, my larger interest is in commercial applications. Ubiquitous computing is the buzzword to track this under, the idea of having computing always available. Voice is a piece of this, although think about the communication capabilities of linking phone numbers to Alexa devices in this manner. If your phone number, or way of being contacted, moves with you and is simply always available even without your handset in your pocket, it's a different concept of unified communications. I see lots of opportunities here. Lots of media coverage yesterday for the return to school for many students in K-12, with a focus on the technical glitches involved in remote learning. Business Insider focused on outages reported by learning platform Blackboard, as well as spikes in problems for Microsoft Teams and Google Drive. The Washington Post reported problems down to the individual user, such as microphone issues or user training problems, such as the hand-raising feature. Why do we care? There was a lot of congratulations to spread around for the transition to work from home when the pandemic first hit and businesses transitioned. Seems like we're a lot farther away from being praiseworthy in the education space, which, for the record, is an opportunity, but should be noted is not a winning success so far. We're not getting the basics right, from capacity planning to user support. That should be an opportunity too, although it's worth noting that collectively we have to commit the resources to delivering the solutions. To have the opportunity, those school systems need the resources and financing to spend to deliver on it. Let's keep ourselves grounded when we applaud our work-from-home successes. Our school-from-home record is not so great. Some blocking and tackling. Patch Wednesday includes a significant round of security updates, fixing 23 critical and 105 important flaws, one of which is a serious vulnerability in Exchange Server that is remotely exploitable. Also of note, sharing a link to Microsoft 365 admin tips, including centralized feature explorer for setting up security options. Another way to patch an Exchange Server is called Microsoft 365. And while we're thinking about Microsoft, Google announced they're bringing back native Office editing capabilities in the mobile versions of their productivity apps. PCmatic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'm getting this in just under the wire, so I'll keep it brief and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.